Valerie Solanas is best known as the woman who, at the factory in New York in 1968, shot Andy Warhol. Spoiler, he lived. Solanas, too, survived until 1988, and her book, The Scum Manifesto, even longer. The manifesto became something of a cult classic and has inspired a flurry of recent activities, such as Polly Wiseman's play Femme Fatale, which we heard about recently on Culture File, as well as Andrea Long Chu's book Females, and even an episode of American Horror Story, in which Lena Dunham played Solanas. Also, a little under Solanas' spell, as our guest this time, Sarah Stridsberg. Stridsberg wrote a novel based on Solanas' life more than a decade ago, but only last year was nominated for the Man Booker International Prize. So why now has Valerie Solanas finally found her allies and her moment? Ornya Gallagher met with Sarah over Zoom to hear more about Valerie, Sarah, and their literary relationship.
Sara Stridsberg, and I'm sitting in Stockholm, where I live in Sweden, and I'm a writer, so I spend my days at this table, actually, in my home, writing, and we're going to talk about a book that I wrote. Actually, it was published in Sweden 14 years ago. It's called Valerie in the US and the Faculty of Dreams in Britain, so since it's a kind of historical novel, even if I'm not loyal to the few historical facts that are known, in a way it's a novel about many Valeries, other bag ladies, other prostitutes with brilliant notes in their handbags. I often think that to being able to write a book, you have to be able to hear voices that are not your own voices. You have to be able to hear foreign voices, which is also a sign of psychosis. So you have to be a little bit out of your mind. And I really like that feeling of not being me. So it's always a tragedy to leave a book behind. But once I left it behind, it's dead to me. You know how it's like when an old love, somebody you had a romantic affair with like 15 years ago, the memory is very sweet, but you don't want to come close to that person again.
Hey, how many bullets can you get for $5?
What for?
Andy Warhol.
And you were the first person to translate the Scum Manifesto into Swedish. And I just discovered what the acronym is, the Society for Cutting Up Men.
Yeah, I translated it while writing the novel. Because she wasn't, nobody knew about her in Sweden. And I think that before reading the manifesto, I had the impression that it would be a quite boring pamphlet, you know, very pedagogical, feminist thing that would educate you in gender equality. And actually, it was something radically different. I had never read anything like it. It was so strange and so unique in a way. And I was like gravitated towards her because of her paradoxes. To me, it's deep down, the manifesto is it's a clear anti-violence manifesto, since it's a satire, like Jonathan Swift's satire. I often think of that, A Modest Proposal. And she works a little bit in the same way. You know, when she describes the worst men types, of course she mentions the rapists, but also bad disc jockeys and lousy musicians. So I had the feeling that I saw life coming through me. I saw the contours of the loneliest girl in the world. And I was obsessed with this text because I was wondering what kind of an experience a person could have had to write such a, in a way, funny dystopia and a tragic utopia. And I saw this life coming through me.
Thank you.
of the manifesto, she's a person who don't believe in anything, nor in God, fatherhood, family, philosophy, architecture. It's like she's deconstructing all the things that are essential to our civilization. And she has no illusions at all. And I think that what she really taught me was to forget everything they ever taught me. I had this as a mantra while writing. Forget everything they ever taught you. There are no truths.
Sarah Stridsberg there on the legacy of Valerie Solanas, and we'll have the second part of that conversation next time on Culture File.